Hello, good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andrada, Assistant Professor of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science at the University of Arizona. Today, I'm very excited and happy to be interviewing Diego Huerta, who is a student at the University of Arizona. How's it going, Diego?
It's going well.
Great. Tell me about your program. What are you doing at the UA?
So I'm majoring in environmental science with a focus on society and the environment.
Very nice. So are you working in a couple labs on campus this semester?
Yeah, right now I'm working at the National Phenology Network, and I do work for Dr. Matt Good in the School of Natural Resources and the Environment on herpetology. So phenology is the study of animal and plant life cycle events, and you call them phenophases. So one of phenophase would be when you get your leaves first out, or when flowers bloom, or when you get fruits.
So why is there a National Phenology Network on campus? What are the goals of that research program, and what do you do?
So the National Phenology Network was created to sort of study how climate is going to be changing the phenology of the United States in the future. And so we've created things like the Spring Index, which shows where spring is arriving early or late in the United States compared to when it usually arrives.
Wow. So that'll have some pretty big implications for plants and animals in the future.
There are concerns about when phenophases will be sort of out of step with each other. So if you have, let's say, some sort of migratory bird or whatever that relies on fruit from a certain tree, but the fruit isn't coming at the right time, or any other situation like that, you could have sort of these negative impacts on the environment that happen because of climate change.
Very cool that you're working for that program.
Yeah.
So you work in two labs. The second one is a herpetology lab.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk a little bit about that? And what's herpetology?
So herpetology is the study of reptiles and amphibians.
Okay.
And the herpetology lab I work in, I work on studying snakes at our study site. Our study site is a residential neighborhood in Oro Valley. And what people have been doing there ever since around 2002 is conducting these surveys for snakes and Gila monsters.
Huh.
And so we're continuing that, and then we're comparing year to year the changes in the snake and Gila monster populations over time as this residential community develops.
You're also a NASA Space Grant intern. Can you give that a shout out to that program?
The NASA Space Grant is a really cool program that you can apply for, and if you get in, they place you with a lab. And so that's how I got placed in the National Phenology Network doing phenology.
Great,
otherwise,
yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have even known they existed.
I know, it's awesome. So they match up students' research interests with different faculty on campus so that they can get real-world research experience. And it's an ongoing program funded through NASA, and we're very proud of it. So, Diego, why are you doing an environmental science degree with a focus on society and environment? What are your professional goals?
So I guess I've always had an interest in the intersection between people and the environment. And so I think that studying environmental science and at the same time also studying society and the environment is a good way of sort of making that happen.
Yeah, because we're all connected, right? There's
yeah.
an interconnectedness among humans and the environment.
Yeah, definitely.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
Well, after I get my undergraduate degree, I'm planning on entering the master's program at the U of A. And then after that, I'm not exactly sure what I want to do. But right now, the plan is to try and go to law school.
Wait, what master's program are you going to do at U of A?
The environmental science program.
Are you doing the AAMP?
AAMP, yeah.
Ah, the accelerated master's program. Right on, Diego. We're very proud of you and very delighted to have you in our department. Thank you for your hard work and can't wait to see what you do next.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great talking with you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.